Well, Barry, what's the mute music? What's the mood down in the kingdom ahead of tomorrow's big game against Tyrone?
The general consensus from the people I've spoken to and the feeling around the county seems to be that it's very much a 50-50 game, and that it'll maybe a bit of luck or a bit of brilliance or you know, a flash of something that's going to be the difference here, because you can't really see a huge gap between the teams, and you would think that it would be close encounter and a bit of a battle, and hopefully the weather will hold out and it won't be in wet conditions. As you know, at least there'll be a dry ball anyway, and who the best team is under those conditions.
And would that be a concern for Tyrone in particular, or for Kerry in particular?
I wouldn't say that, no, but I just, you know, I suppose as a supporter, I think we'd all prefer to see it played in the dry.
Stay right,
the
yeah.
And even though Owen Liston, the famous bomber who was in charge of my club team for many years, he used to say that the team with the better skills should win in the bad conditions. So, but which team that is, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. And tell me in terms of the team, I know when we spoke a couple of times during the season, and especially coming into the Super 8s, you were feeling that there was still areas that you were concerned about. You were concerned about the defence, maybe the goalkeeper. Has any of those questions been answered? Do you feel they've improved?
I definitely think that the defence has improved. You know, they're still showing weakness at times, but I think when they're totally tuned in and they're, you know, when their heads are right, that they've improved. If you take the Donegal game as an example, I don't think they played too poorly that day, but Donegal kicked some fantastic scores, and sometimes you have to hold your hand up and say, when a guy's kicking the ball over your head from 35 or 40 yards, you know, some of that stuff is hard to defend. But as a unit, I thought overall they played quite well against Mayo. But look, it's not all about the defence, you know. You have to be kind of gaining possession around the middle of the field, and your forwards have to be working hard, and it's kind of the whole team defensively as a unit seem to be playing a bit better. I'm not sure about our goalkeeper. I know it's his first year and he's young. He seems to be making mistakes. It's a very difficult position to play nowadays, you know. If you lose any bit of confidence, you know, it's a lonely place to be, but hopefully he can have a good performance on Sunday. I mean, he is a very good goalkeeper. He's got a presence about him. He's big, he's strong, he's good feet. He actually plays full forward for his own club, and he's an excellent outfield player. And actually last year he felt that he should have been on the Kerry panel as an outfield player, and that's why he didn't play as a goalkeeper. But anyway, that's a different story. But I would feel that, you know, if he can play a solid game, you know, that'll be a huge bonus for Kerry.
Yeah. And of course, as you said, obviously goalkeeper has been also a very important position, but even more demanding now, in that there's so much emphasis on kickouts, short, long.
Yes, I mean, look, the restart and the kickout has become a whole different thing in the modern game, and I suppose, you know, Cluxton is the man that kind of changed the whole thing, and every goalkeeper now wants to be Stephen Cluxton. Look, there still is only one Stephen Cluxton, but there's different versions of him around the country, and it's very, very important. But in the end of the day, it's not all down to the goalkeeper alone, you know. There's a few moving parts. You know, you need the players out the field to be, you know, making the correct runs and creating space and making it so that he can kick them the ball. So I think it's more than just the goalkeeper. Dublin have it down to fine art now, the movement and the runs that they make to make it easier on Stephen Cluxton. It's a bit like a line out in rugby. It's not all to the down to the throw in of the ball by the hooker. The guys who are lifting and jumping all have to time it all. It all has to come in unison. And, you know, if you can get that right on a given day, it gives you a huge platform to drive at the opposition.
And tell me, how is this Tyrone team viewed in the kingdom?
Well, I suppose they don't have the fear factor of the previous Tyrone team. I mean, the previous Tyrone team had 5 or 6 or 7 players on that team that were as good as players as we've seen in the last 30 years, you know. I don't think you could say that about too many of the present team. So it's a different Tyrone team. I read somewhere yesterday that Sean Kavanagh said that Tyrone will have too much physicality and that they're good at stamping out the big players on the opposition team. But I think maybe Sean might be looking back 10 or 15 years with that statement, because I don't see this where this present Tyrone team has physically dominated other teams, you know, especially the top teams. Don't think they physically dominated Donegal in the championship this year, and they haven't done it in a few years in the Ulster championship game. So I don't think they're a physical team, but they're a very well organised team. They have a system. They play very defensive. They're very fit. They run hard from the back. And, you know, while you might say they'd have any one outstanding forward, they still end up scoring, you know, big enough scores to get up to the 121s and the 20 points, you know. And that's what you have to do in the modern game to win games. Now, you know, if you're not scoring into the 20s, you're probably not going to win a game.
So they wouldn't hold the fear factor of the team of, say, 8-9 years ago that had...
I don't think they have that fear factor element, no. But, I mean, that's not to say they're a different team. They pose different problems for you because of... Really, it's their system, I think, is what people in Kerry are all talking about. It's not so much their individual, just the system they play. It's very difficult to break it down when they're on their game and they're tuned in. They play with a sweeper and they play very defensive, and when you're playing with a young team, you just hope that they don't get frustrated by that, yeah, and that they can keep the head and, you know, work the openings, because there are openings there and there aren't chinks in that armour, but you just have to be patient.
Yeah, and tell me about team news. Obviously, we get the team on Friday night tonight, so any word or any expectation?
We don't think there's, like, there don't seem to be too much talk of changes. David Clifford hopefully will be back in. Yeah, he missed the Meath game through a small injury, but other than that, you know, the right half forward position is probably the only other forward position that might be up for grabs. Played Gavin White there in the last few games. He's really kind of a half-back playing in a half-forward role. That's the only other position that may be up for grabs. But I think they'll probably, you know, probably at this stage of the season, you know, it's not a good sign if you're making too many changes. And I think a lot of the lines and a lot of the positions are pretty much nailed down.